game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is February 4th, 2016, and Slim, I am so happy that this is Super Bowl week because I'm about ready to quit Fantasy Basketball. I'm about done with it.
Done? But I thought Whiteside came back. I thought you were ready to make your run in the REL.
And then I'm watching the Pistons, and there's this long lob pass across the court, and my addiction, KCP, slips on a wet spot. On the floor. That's what happened. He slips on a wet spot. He's got a groin and got to get an MRI.
All right. Yeah, we need to get some NBA players together, start a class action lawsuit against those guys that are supposed to be taking care of that.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it definitely was a wet spot because as soon as he dropped the ball, Jay Crowder picks it up and slips in the same spot. But, like, Crowder, like, knew it was there, so he didn't, like, tear his groin or whatever happened to KCP, but... it didn't look good. He couldn't put much weight on his legs.
All right, you tell me to go pick up Stanley Johnson?
Yeah, short term, I guess that, I mean, I don't even, you know, it's one of those things, I'm just so sad, I don't care about the fantasy impact.
I don't care what you do.
I don't care at all. My precious KCP's groin is hurt. Nothing else could be more important.
It just needs a good massage.
Yeah, I'd be the one to do that. Are you excited for the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Still hashing out the plans, but yeah. Should be a good one. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. I hope it's a bad one in that it's a 30-point runaway.
See, I disagree. I'd rather watch my team lose a good game than win a blowout.
Oh,
I hate blowout.
No. They're just so pumped. Not in the Super Bowl or the playoffs.
I don't care. I watch the games to be entertained, and I'm not entertained by blowouts.
I'm entertained if my team's blowing them out.
Right. I believe there's a word for that. Might be homerism.
Sure, of course. But if your Dolphins are in the Super Bowl, you'd rather them be in a painstakingly close 17-18 game than have them win by 50 over the Patriots. Oh, that wouldn't happen. They're in the same division. But
I mean, honestly, yeah, I'd rather see a close game.
You were not a fan of you're a big fan of the mercy rule and growing up in sports, weren't you?
Yeah. I mean, just give me my orange slices and let me go. Find something.
On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from the last two nights of action, including a nice return to form from one of our preseason favorites. We're going to play another edition of Higher Lower. We're going to preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then we're going to wrap up the week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to put Andrew Wiggins back in the third round next year?
Yeah, that might wind up being a stretch.
Yeah, it did not go as good as we hoped, but at least he's had back-to-back good games, 30 points in both, and 2 blocks in both the last games.
Yeah, that 5-point dud was pretty bad.
Yeah,
you can't ignore those games.
Yeah, he had back-to-back awful games.
Yeah, he's going to be top 50, you know. I guess you still have to compare him to, someone's going to compare him to, you know, that guy on the Raptors who shall remain nameless.
Okay, good with that.
But I don't think so. I still think the upside is there. I'll have him ahead of DeRozan next year.
What if he goes on just, like, an absurd streak in the second half here? Like, averages a block a game, a steal a game, 22 points, over a 3.
And still had some decent rebounds and assists. I mean, they're okay right now. It's like 4-2. It's not as bad as people think. I mean, what's the question? Is he going to be a top 25 if he goes off?
Yeah.
It's a stretch. There's so many guys coming up into the ranks right now.
Yeah.
That's kind of the toughest part, is how many of these rookies are going to be passing him.
Sorry, I forgot who it was, but congrats to the commenter that got Wiggins for the 30-point challenge. I'll be updating the board there. Shout out to insert commenter name here.
Insert name here, okay.
I need to be better about updating that the night or day after. In that same game against the Lakers, oh, but yeah, both of these games in L.A., maybe Wiggins is destined to go to L.A.
Okay, could have been the Kobe effect in the one game.
Yeah, so Kobe in that game against the Lakers, the Timberwolves actually lose, and Kobe Bryant goes off, which is a sentence I didn't think I'd ever say. 38 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 10 of 21 from the field, hit 7 threes for 38 points.
Yeah, vintage. Absolutely vintage. I was watching a little bit of this game and the replay the next day. And, you know, these threes are just like line drive shots. He just dribbles it up. It's vintage Kobe. I'm not sure if any of those 38 points were assisted.
Yeah, the team had 23 assists. But I don't know. Is it really that vintage? He never used to be a huge three-point shooter.
No, I mean, it's jump shots mostly.
Yeah.
But, you know, the 5 and 5, 5 boards, 5 assists, that's you know, that's what Kobe's always done.
Yeah.
The turnover is reasonable, too.
Yeah. Ultimate sell-high moment, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this percent ownership, and it says it's actually been going up for some reason, even though he's been missing games. So, yeah, this is, if you can sell him, sure, go ahead.
Have you sold him an REL yet?
No. I'm not going to get somebody that's going to help me more this year. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well,
so, I could probably get a youngster for him, you know, a B or even maybe even C level, you know, prospect type. But, nah, I'll probably just hold. Hope I get lucky.
Yeah. Markieff Morris on Tuesday night broke out 30 points, 11 boards, 6 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks with a 3 as the Suns actually kept pace with the Raptors for a lot of that game, which is a surprise. Even though it might be really short term, you got to add him where you can, right?
Well, absolutely. It might not be short term. He might stay. You know, the coaching change probably played into this.
Mm-hmm. Watson.
Yeah.
Watson likes his vets.
Well, I'm not sure which one's older between the two.
He's definitely younger than Hordasek.
Yeah, I know. They still watch cartoons together, I bet.
I feel like Hordasek just to me seems like a hard ass. And maybe they made the change. They're like, all right, we need to get a looser coach in there.
All right, yeah, that's sure. Yeah, and Markieff needed the minutes. You know, he had been playing some recently, and it wasn't that bad. You know, I'm looking at these past, you know, 4 games before the game you're talking about, and they were all, you know, 24, 25, 28, 26 minutes of decent enough stats, steals in every game, multi assists. Yeah, he really needs to be owned right now.
Yeah.
I only got him in one league, and I'm a little disappointed.
I didn't get him in any. I went to pick him up that night. He's gone everywhere. He's only owned in 50% of leagues, though. I imagine,
it was more of a stream was the reason I have him. I actually got that game, those stats.
Oh, nice. Mm. Also in this game, Archie Goodwin has a nice bounce back game, 18 points, 2 rebounds, 12 assists with a block. Did have 4 turnovers, but for him, a 12-4 assist to turnover ratio is pretty good.
Yeah, the 12 assists for him are really strange. Yeah. Plus he was like efficient. You know, over 50% field goals and hit both of his threes, hit both of his free throws. If I were to guess, I'd say it's an outlier, but we'll see.
One thing that's interesting.
Nobody else has taken that job. I think we can.
Yeah, is he played 45 minutes in a non-overtime game. I mean, I think he played the entire second half.
Well, yeah, you look at the people that are out. It's Knight, Bledsoe, and Ronnie Price. Those are their 3-point guards.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a lot of talk that McRae was going to take that over, and look at it, he didn't even play 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think he's capable. I mean, I think they're almost the same player, quite frankly.
I think Goodwin still has more more raw upside. He is still raw out there, but
he's 4 years younger. Yeah.
Wait, Goodwin's but, 4 years younger than McRae?
Yeah, McRae's like 25.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about because Goodwin's been on the team so long.
Mm-hmm. He was one of those 18-year-old kids that were drafted.
Yeah, yeah.
Another good one for Booker, though. He's, man, where's he going to be next year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. It's going to be tough because if Bledsoe and Knight are both back, you know, he's going to be the third guard off the bench, presumably. Yep. But he's not going to be playing the minutes he's playing now, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. But I think he should. He could approach 30 next year. I don't think that's absurd.
Could approach 30, you know, he could 30 in the ranks? He could cut into
P.J. Tucker's minutes a bit.
Oh, 30 minutes. I was like, he could approach 30 overall on draft day.
Oh, not like a rank or anything. No.
I got all confused. It's too early.
I don't like Klay Thompson clones that much.
Oh, you love Klay Thompson almost as much as you love Paul George.
Almost. Almost.
For the Spurs last night, LaMarcus Aldridge and Danny Green have good games. What do you make of them rest of the season?
Oh, Danny Green. He actually got minutes for once, right?
I believe so. Hold on, I'm pulling up the game now. Aldridge had had a nice full line, 36, 5, or 6, 1, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Danny Green, yeah, 39 minutes, wow. 4 threes, 16.7 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Kind of vintage Danny Green.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the 8 threes and made half of them.
Yeah, that's fine.
Didn't take a free throw, yeah. It's pretty much what you would expect out of him with all those minutes.
You know, his last 6 look like normal Danny Green. Points are 12-3, 18-5, 8-16, but a nice smattering of steals and blocks in there, a few assists, and at least a 3 a game.
Yeah, and turnovers are microscopic.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's just those minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you add up 2 games before, and it's 48 minutes. It's not good. Playing half a game.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's worth an ad again in 12ers.
I'm pretty sure he's out there in a couple of mine, and I'm not interested.
Worth an ad versus must own is definitely different.
Yeah, those are very different things.
Yeah. So
I'll take Markieff over him every time.
Oh, yeah. You got to own Markieff. What about Etuan Moore? Would you rather own Danny Green or Etuan Moore?
Okay, fine. You got me.
But Etuan Moore did have a career high, I think it was 24 points last night. 24 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, hit 4 threes. There's no Jimmy Butler in this one, but it's kind of assumed he's taken over the starting, you know, combo wing next to Butler. Etuan Moore worth a look?
I don't assume Butler will miss multiple games. That's the only thing. He tends to get out there if he can.
He tends.
I'm not jumping on it.
Tends to not have tendinitis?
Yes.
Oh, it's too early for that. I just made a dad joke. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think we're about 50-50 on good jokes. I'll take 50-50.
Hey, you shoot
50. I get half a laugh. I'm satisfied with
you
that.
You shoot 50%. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm beating Drummond from the free throw line.
Oh, that's for sure. But that's a pretty good joke right there.
Yeah, I think the only way I would add Etuan is if you know, they were playing like back-to-back and I had a, you know, it's tough. I'd have to assume Butler's missing time and I would need to make sure the schedule was good.
All right.
Odds are, no.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a decent role player, but I agree. I mean, he's not. Great fantasy asset.
No, it's just the slight spattering of assists make him somewhat, you know, noticeable. He's not with those wings that goes out there and does nothing. He's more of a point guard, so.
Yeah.
There's at least something there.
So the Hornets shock the Cavs last night, 106-97. I think you can put it all on the return of Cody Zeller.
Yep, I think it's time to fire Tyronn Lue, but okay. No, I do not mean that.
Cody Zeller gets 28 minutes in his return. Wasn't huge. 6.7 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block, 3 of 7 from the field. But, I mean, he was a pretty good asset for 12-team leagues and maybe even 10ers at center. Is he worth a pickup again?
Yeah, it's just kind of low-end. He's not going to blow up big games. He'll never have that 5-block game.
Probably not.
The best thing about him is 2%.
Yeah, 2%. And very multi-cat in that he can hit a 3 every now and then. His turnovers will be low.
Yeah, this team's finally starting to get healthy.
Well, they win without Kemba Walker. They beat the Cavs without... Yeah, well, Kemba Walker's their only main injury now. They got Lamb back last night. Lynn was back last night as well. He's been missing time with cankles.
They were giving Hansborough 20 minutes there for a minute.
Yeah, and I picked up Hansborough. The REL. That's awesome.
Nice.
Well, it was between him and Bargnani, and I should have picked up Bargnani. How sad is that?
I know. That's REL problems for you.
Oh, my God. Did you see what Bargnani did his last game? Like, he had, like, one good scoring game last week and then went back to, like, doing nothing. And I was like, I'll take the shot that Zeller misses another game or two. I'm trying to find... Oh, my... I'm, like, the only person in the world frantically trying to find Andrea Bargnani's stats. What is happening? But, yeah, he had that... 18-point game on the first. Oh, my God. Last night played 12 minutes and did nothing, though. So, all right. Not the worst thing in the world.
No. It's just, yeah. You can probably move on from Hansborough now.
Yeah, that's true. Too bad it's going to take a few days.
Jeremy Lin, though. I'm starting to think he needs to be owned in all 12ers again.
Probably. He seems to be on and off with these cankle issues.
Yeah. But, you know, it's assists off the wire, which are pretty hard to find.
Yeah.
And even when Kemba plays, he was approaching 30 minutes. Now, maybe MKG's going to make that a problem.
Yeah, I think he will. The last two games before this one, 22 minutes, 17 minutes. Now, given one was an absolute blowout loss, so.
Yeah, I guess they're finally getting to what the rotation they actually wanted.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, you're probably right. He probably won't eclipse 25-ish minutes.
Yeah, I don't think so. The other center back last night, Hassan Whiteside. As soon as I get my most important REL player back, I get to see someone tear their groin. Oh, my God. but, yeah, Whiteside looked really good. Did you watch any of the Heat game, or is it on too late?
No. I was watching the Hurricanes game last night.
Whiteside, 5 for 5 from the field. 9 rebounds, 10 points, 5 blocks. Pretty good.
Yeah, made all the shots. 17 minutes. I guess he was active, because that's tough to do.
It's not that tough to do against the Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, they don't exactly play a center. Hey, Jaja for 40 minutes. Jeez.
That means a lot of those were on Whiteside.
Yeah. Amari with 4 blocks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Heat are just on a good stretch right now. I think that's what it boils down to. You know, there's people out there in the Twitterverse, I guess, who are saying that the Heat are better without Whiteside.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, the announcers were going off on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amari playing, you know, 15 to 20 minutes is fine. Amari playing 25-plus minutes is no good.
Yeah, that'll crash and burn pretty quick. So
dud from Dragic.
Yeah.
He's got to be one of the most disappointing, you know, top 50 players this year.
Would you rather take Dragic or Teague rest of the season?
I'll take Teague.
I think I might have said Dragic like a week or two ago. But I don't know.
He can go invisible for huge stretches.
Well, Teague was invisible for a while.
Yeah, just Teague has a little bit of steals upside that Dragic doesn't really have.
Probably he'll hit more threes, too.
Yeah. Wow, Dragic is shooting 70% free throws this year. I mean, there's no volume, but...
And it's still not good.
And this is one of his worst years. like since he got the starting job.
Yeah. At
this point.
So, did you see Oladipo's game last night? He was pretty good.
No, just in your daily notes saying that he was pretty good.
37 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 13 and 19 from the field, 3 threes, 8 of 8 free throws, and no turnovers.
Yeah, that's a heck of a game.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. And what's, I don't know, which game would you rather have, that or Westbrook's 24, 19, and 14 with 2 steals, no threes, though, and 2 turnovers?
Yeah, okay. 10 of 18 versus 13 of 19. 3 threes and 8 of 8 free throws. Yeah, give me Oladipo for the night. I can make up those couple of assists.
Yeah. Matchup of the best fantasy game. And then not to be overlooked, Durant 37 with a rainbow line.
Oh, yeah, we just assume that, though.
I know. It's OKC when I write daily notes when they play. It's just like, oh, Westbrook, another triple-double. Whatever. That doesn't need a call-out.
No. I like how they actually have a rotation that's more or less set.
Yeah.
Well, Ibaka got his minutes back. 6 blocks. That's good to see.
You think Oladipo is the top 50 player rest of the season?
I mean, he had that injury, the concussion thing. I think that slowed him down a bit. I mean, there's nothing bad on the stat lines going back the past half dozen games. Skiles isn't messing with his minutes like he is most everyone else. And he had that 1-for-10 dud against Memphis, I guess. Top 50? Yeah, he got to.
Wow. Actually,
free throws, got the nice steals, which are coming back strong.
I had a couple commenters where I took Oladipo over Monta Ellis, and they were surprised.
Yeah, I would too. I would take Oladipo, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy to think you're going to get fewer turnovers from Oladipo.
But you might, yeah.
Yeah, he's really progressing well. I mean, you see the turnovers the past couple years, 3.2, 2.8, 2.2. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. With the assists staying constant.
Speaking of turnovers, John Wall had a good game. I wonder how many turnovers he had. I don't remember, but he scored like 40 points.
I accept his turnover.
Battle of awesome point guard play with Curry versus John Wall last night. That was the ESPN game. Wall goes 41-3-10. Only 3 turnovers. That's not too bad. And Curry had 7 turnovers, so there you go.
Yeah, well, they also won by 13.
134 points.
51 for Steph, 11 for 16 threes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had a better 3-point percentage than field goal percentage.
Oh, yeah, he is so special. I'm going against Draymond in the REL. He had a pretty decent one.
Well, at least you own him in some other leagues, right?
Oh, yeah, I've got a piece of him, one team.
Yeah, another triple-double for him, 12, 10, and 12 with a steal and 5 blocks.
Yeah, who are we? I think that's the biggest comparison I've got right now going into next year. Who do you take at the, you know, end of the first-ish, Draymond versus Cat?
That's a good one.
That is really, really tough.
I might want to take Draymond so you don't have to, like, worry about fringy point guards.
Yeah, that definitely helps.
You know what I mean? Well, we'll have to see how the ranks play out, but if there's a lot of point guards in the second and third round that you feel really good about, then sure, I might go Cat, but if it's like the point guards have been the last few years where it's a lot of elites in the first round and then it kind of feels like you're reaching in the next few rounds.
Yeah. I guess it does kind of depend on where the point guards land. That's the big thing for Draymond is the assists.
Yeah.
And the free throw percent, Draymond versus Cat, that's not enough to change my mind in the first round.
No, I don't think so. It's not high volume enough on either side.
Yeah, you can figure that out the rest of the way. It doesn't change. But the thing about Cat is, I mean, he's going to be better next year.
It's scary to think about.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's...
Draymond could be better, too. I mean, he's still not that old.
He's 25, I think. 24, maybe. Yeah, March 90. So he'll be 26 next year. I think he's probably in his...
He's kind of plateauing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think there's a prime, where a basketball player, their physical prime. You know, people get better because they get a better shot and, you know, they get smarter and stuff. But as far as your pure physical attributes, I think 24 to 26 is kind of where it is. After that, you usually see the defensive stats start to fall.
I don't know. Around that age, I was getting out of college, starting to work. That's not when I was hitting my physical prime, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think my physical prime was like 12.
you would have been right in your peak of your NBA skills at 12.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
Derek Favors last night, 16 points, 11 rebounds, 6 blocks, which is awesome. He's awesome at basketball, but are we still worried about his back?
Absolutely. It cost him the end of the year last year. He's missed time already this year. It just takes one bad fall.
Yeah.
But I'm not trading him unless I get draft day value. I need a top 35 player backer.
Keeping him. Rather have Favors or Gobert the rest of the season?
Man. I assume Gobert blocks more. I'll take Favors. Ah, that back, though.
You'll take I might stick with Gobert.
Yeah, Gobert. I mean, you see these scoring lines for Gobert, right?
Oh, it's bad. I know. He doesn't score.
No. He's scoring 10 points in almost every game.
Oh.
10 points.
Well, he had 12 last night.
He's double-doubling almost every time.
Yeah, he is doing good. And kind of a rough one last night with only 5 rebounds and 1 block, but...
Yeah, I'll go Favors for the free throw percent. Gobert is probably not going to do it this year. Now, I mean, he's at 60% on 4 attempts. That's kind of nasty.
Yeah, it's not team killing, but it's better than worse than Favors for sure. Would you rather have Favors or LaMarcus Aldridge?
Oh, Favors. That's never been an issue.
I'm trying to think of good ones. Favors or a Powell?
Yep, that's closer. Gasol's got that nice playoff schedule. I think that kind of plays into it a little. As we get further into the season, my injury concern becomes less because he's not injured. All right, I'll go Powell.
All right.
Beginning of the year, I wouldn't because I don't trust Powell to stay healthy at 35. But, you know, with only a month to go till the playoffs, yeah, I guess I believe it at this point.
You know what? That sounds like a really good no halftime challenge, Slim. What do you think?
Which side do I get to choose? Which side?
I'm gonna take Favors tomorrow against the Bucks over Powell against the Nuggets.
Oh, okay. I'll take Powell against the Nuggets. Sure.
You think
that doesn't sound fair?
I don't know. I have a feeling. The Bulls might run away with that one, and Powell might not get to 30 minutes.
I don't know. We'll find out. Did Jokic play? I know he was questionable yesterday.
I'm not sure. Let me pull it up real quick. Jokic, yep, played 29 minutes. Wasn't huge, though. 8.6 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Actually, that's not bad, though, with a 3 and no turnovers.
Man, look at that. 3 more steals out of Gary Harris.
Yeah. Looking good. All right, so I am making my no halftime challenge. I'm taking Derek Favors versus Milwaukee on February 5th. You're taking Pau Gasol at Denver on February 5th. I'm making a $5 challenge. I am inviting the Razzball League. So download the No Halftime app now in the App Store. Join the Razzball League. You'll see the challenges I send out. I'm also going to tweet this out today. Come join the challenge. Put $5 on Favors beating Gasol. No halftime. Get it now. Promo code Razz. R-A-Z-Z. All caps. You get 5 free dollars to play with. It's a lot of fun. One-on-one fantasy DFS kind of scoring matchups. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of takes the team aspect out. You're challenging your friend on one-on-ones. It's good for disputes versus Slim, who's always wrong on these because he's dumb.
Always.
So yeah, you can get it now. We're obviously going to talk NBA, but every other major sports included, NHL, golf, Premier League, NFL, I'm sure they've got some great Super Bowl matchups, and college football, which obviously isn't going on now, but we'll be back for next year. And looking forward to No Halftime being part of a big part of the baseball podcast, too. So we're excited. Yeah. I've created the challenge, and I'm about to tweet this out now. So get the No Halftime app now. So, Slim, did you see how many offensive rebounds that Robin Lopez had on Tuesday night?
That's always been a big part of his game. I've seen his minutes been dipping recently, but no, I didn't pay attention to the offensive rebounds out of Rolo.
I searched Yahoo Robin Lopez, and it brought me Jennifer Lopez pages. I think I typoed Robin Lopez.
They've got about as much hair.
They do look kind of similar.
Yes. Oh, wow. 11 offensive rebounds. Yeah. And 2 defensive rebounds.
Yeah. I was watching this game. I'm pretty sure he had 9 offensive rebounds, and that was all his rebounds at one point.
Yeah. Man, he's one of those tough guys to own in a 12er.
Yeah.
You love the 2%, and, you know, when he gets blocks, he's been getting blocks recently, so that's been helping. It's just those minutes. When he gets minutes, he's great. But, you know, the past 5, you got 37, then 18, 24, 24, 21, 19, 17, 40. Ah, make up your mind.
Well, I mean, is he really that different than Taj Gibson?
He should be a better free throw shooter than Taj.
Yeah, points and rebounds and blocks. I almost think Rolo's going to get more blocks, and a lot of people think Gibson's a must-own in 12ers.
I think Gibson has the steals upside that Rolo doesn't.
What are you talking about? Rolo's 0.2 steals a game this year? Is it doing it for you?
No, I wouldn't call that upside. I mean, you know, when he plays, he's probably a better scorer than Taj, just because Taj has so many guys around him that can score.
Yeah.
He doesn't really need to. It's close, you know, with Mirotić down and Noah down, I guess you don't really have a choice.
All right. Well, won that one. Maybe that should have been the no halftime. Well, no, we both took Rolo. So. Anything else from the past 2 nights for you that you've been watching?
Let's see. What happened? That would be Wednesday. This is 2016, right?
It is 2016.
Oh, man. The timeshare in Brooklyn point guard is still annoying.
Yeah.
Larkin did nothing.
I saw that. I'm still going to hold. I grabbed Larkin in a couple leagues. I'm still going to hold. I think it's more of a long-term hold thing.
Yeah. He should be getting more minutes. I don't think Sloan has... I mean, maybe they think Sloan can be a backup next year. I guess it's not absurd. Larkin does have a guaranteed contract next year, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He'll be on the end of the bench. Yeah, I still think they need to let Larkin loose at some point, but I don't know. I don't know if I really believe it's going to happen.
Every time I hear Sloan, I think of Alias. Did you ever watch Alias?
No, didn't see that one.
Oh, that was a decent show. Jennifer Garner, star vehicle.
All right. Yeah, that's early 2000s, maybe? That was a little while ago, right?
That's early Abrams right there.
Yeah. Trying to think of what else he's done.
We did that, and then Lost came. And then...
He did some movie with, like,
and then,
robots.
Yeah, after Lost, it was all pretty much downhill after that.
All right. I think he'll be okay. I think he's made a couple dollars by now.
You think he'll bounce back from the...
Yeah. He'll find another project. Someone will hire him, I think.
All right, Slim. I need some higher, lower theme music.
Yeah, I got something for you.
All right.
You should know this, too.
Okay.
I mean, this is kind of a classic.
It sounds familiar.
You You know that, right?
Is that newlywed game this time?
No. At the same time, though. That's your $100,000 pyramid.
Oh, okay. All right. Been a while since I've seen that one. Isn't that show still on now?
I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. There's networks dedicated to game shows nowadays.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But man, the 80s were just full of them. If you look at, like, you know, the top 20 game shows, they were all during the 80s.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think of what's any, like, good recent game shows. Is American Ninja Warrior a game show?
Game show? You lot. Something in my throat there.
What about The Bachelor? That's a good game show.
Yeah. Who can catch an STD first? That's not a bad one. No, that's not what you were thinking?
Oh, I do like that as the subtitle for the show.
Yeah, that is... You know that's what they're thinking.
All right. Higher, lower. We've got three contests on the board. Since December 5th, and only 21.9 minutes a game, you have to get this number exactly right. Last 30 games. What is Wesley Johnson's combined steals plus blocks? Go!
2.
Higher.
2.2.
Hey! Ding, 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 ding. Wow, impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed he was doing a little something with Blake down. His minutes have been somewhat steady.
Yep, he's at 1.4 steals and 0.8 blocks the last 30 games, and it's been a little pretty good lately. He had a 3-2 last game, 0-0 the game before that, but he had a 6 steal outburst a couple games ago. Really getting some defensive stats there, all with 0.7 turnovers.
Yeah, threes have been nice.
And 1.7 threes. Wow, I should have probably combined all three.
He's probably their best wing defender.
Umba Amute might get mad at you for that.
I think Umba Amute leads the league, or would be the opposite of leads. But his permanent production has got to be the worst in the league.
Tayshaun Prince might have something to say
about that. Oh, man, you're right. Throwing Alonzo G in the mix, and you got yourself a team.
There you go. Umba Amute, you want to know what he definitely leads the league in?
What's it called? Syllables in his name.
Yeah, well, I was close. I was going to say words in his last name.
Actually, I'm thinking Giannis might actually have more syllables.
All right.
Depending on how you say it, I guess.
Yeah, Giannis probably does. All right, I need to figure out how to phrase this, but this is pretty cool. Draymond Green and Russell Westbrook have 18 triple-doubles combined this year.
Okay.
How many triple-doubles does the rest of the league have combined? Go!
14.
Higher.
16.
Higher.
18.
Hey, ding, 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 ding. They have the same amount.
They're all Rondo.
They have the same. Well, Rondo has 5. And then No one else has more than 1 or 2. I love the name at the bottom of this list with 1. Raymond Felton.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Said a 10-rebound game and a 10-rebound month.
Whiteside's got 2. Yeah, with the blocks. But, yeah, the whole league has 18. And then Draymond Green and Westbrook have 18.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a couple years ago, you know, there was, you know, maybe 4 or 5 per year.
Yeah. Definitely changing.
I think it's a product of the game opening up. Going small ball.
Yeah, a lot more deeper rebounds, higher pace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, last one here, Slim. How many points are the Panthers going to win the Super Bowl by? Go!
-3.
Oh, higher? Come on.
They're going to win by a negative number. Come on. I'm going Denver.
What? Come on. You lose higher, lower. What is the matter with you?
No, I'm not rooting for them. I've brought it up like every time we talk about this, but it's Ted Ginn. I can't do it.
You really hate Ted Ginn. Jeez.
I mean, he'll probably run back the opening kickoff and, like, break his leg.
Oh, man. Don't put that juju out there.
Maybe, that was You don't remember that? That was the Florida Ohio State game back in the day.
Oh yeah, he did do that. I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, the correct answer is 35. The correct answer. In case you're playing at home.
Wow. Okay. it'll be over by halftime, and okay.
It's gonna be a really bad Tuesday show if things don't go that way.
Hey, I'm just gonna fall into a pit of drunkenness, and
I'm already in that pit with the way my RDL injuries are going. It's so frustrating. All right.
I'm still debating sending you that offer. I know you could use some Kobe.
Oh my god. Yeah, if I'm rebuilding, that's what I need is Kobe Bryant.
Hey, you win next week and you're probably in. I wouldn't get to.
I don't know if I'm going to win if I have half my team injured.
Well, I'm trying to help you out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're doing. All right, looking at tonight's games, we got the Knicks at the Pistons, probably without KCP. Rockets at the Suns, Lakers at the Pelicans, and Raptors at the Blazers. What are you watching for tonight?
Yeah. Well, I don't see a particularly good game on this slate.
You don't think the Suns could give the Rockets a run for their money? They just gave the Raptors a run for their money.
Oh. Do we have any? Oh, Dwight Howard should be back in this one.
Dwight Howard versus Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, that's entertainment factor. No, I think it's probably Toronto and Portland. You know, Toronto's coming off a something. What'd they do?
Like that was 13 game win streak, maybe, but they did barely hold off the Suns, but it was a back to back. So,
I mean, you know, everyone's kind of surprised how good the Portland's been. I mean, they're fighting for a playoff spot.
Oh wait, the Raptors lost to Denver. Oh, so they don't have their win streak anymore. Sorry, I'm not following the Raptors' win streak very well.
Oh, that was the Jokic game, yeah.
Yeah, my bad. Anyway, so.
I guess that's probably the game of the night, Toronto-Portland.
I don't know. I mean, didn't you ask if Boston-Detroit had a rivalry? I feel like the Knicks and Detroit have a rivalry.
Yeah, I guess I could see that from the back in the day.
Yeah, when you had, like, Ewing and Starks versus Isaiah Thomas and Dumars.
Yeah, I think Dumars might be my favorite. Like, you know, when the guy makes a shot and the announcer goes off on the loudspeaker.
What did they say?
Joe Dumars. You don't remember that one?
That's before.
Every playoff game against the Bulls, it was always, you know, Joe Dumars was their only chance.
You know, that was before my time.
Oh, you've watched replays of the Bulls. I know you have.
Oh man, watching Michael Jordan back in the day.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. You know, I was always a fan of Scottie Pippen too.
Yeah, yeah. Always gets
was a really good defender.
Always gets overrated, but important player for Jordan's legacy for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think they win without him.
I'm worried about Archie Goodwin tonight. Playing against Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
It might not Beverly go very well.
Beverley got into the skin of Wade a little bit last time out in that Heat game.
Yeah.
Wade was arguing a call. I see Beverley do it almost every game. Wade had the ball and was arguing a call. And so Beverley like gets all up on top of him trying to get the ball. And Wade like pushes him away. And he's so good at getting in people's heads.
He's like the Panthers.
I assume there's more to that.
Oh, the Panthers, a lot of people get mad that they're kind of a smack talking get in your face team.
Okay. Yeah, I know people like to talk about all the dance moves that Cam does when he scores.
Yeah. Josh Norman, our elite cornerback, gets in, he was the one that got in all the fights with Odell Beckham that game because he was trash talking him the whole time and kind of started it on one play, but then Beckham didn't let it go.
Alright, yeah, I guess when you're a running team you kind of have to be a kind of a nasty team.
Yeah, yeah. All right, top 10 scorers: Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, LeBron, Westbrook, Lillard, Griffin, not playing, DeRozan, and Paul George. I'm going to beat you to your pick. I'm picking Anthony Davis tonight. Yeah!
I was going to say, well, how the heck is he not on the list? Okay.
By 0.1 points, he's 11th.
Yeah, and you said DeRozan was on that list?
Yeah, he's tied for 8th.
Yeah, those are the two easy ones tonight. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, Lillard would be another good one, but...
No KCP. Six. Well, Lillard, he's not in there?
No, he's tied for 6th. I'm just saying. Well, you said DeRozan would be an easy one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody from Detroit can really make up the slack enough to make that list.
You don't like Arjax against that? Is Calderon back?
No, he didn't play last time.
Yeah.
Back or not.
But... Langston's a good defender.
Yeah, I'm not going with Alonzo G. Much fun. All right, give me CJ.
Yeah, he scored 30 his last game, so it's a good pick. That's kind of who was a good backup one. You don't think Keith's going to do it again?
It's against Houston. I mean, Capella was out last game. I don't know if he's still out. I mean, they might start Brewer there again. I wouldn't be shocked. It's going to be a serious pace game. Yeah, that's not a bad one.
Yeah, well, you already made your pick. You're stuck now.
I'll take CJ, yeah.
Yeah, all right. There's our 30-point challenge picks. I'll update the board. Good job to Viz and J-Dubs. I think they both got Ryan Anderson last Thursday, and I forgot to mention that on the pod. But that means that J-Dubs with 2 points is leading the commenters. Good job, J-Dubs.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot harder than it looks, isn't it?
You want to know who else he's leading? He's leading me, because this is the dumbest thing ever. I can't wait. Is it the Super Bowl yet? Where am I?
All right. Yeah, you need to start your comeback here.
I know. All right, so it's the end of the week. What have you been watching at the movies?
I'm going to throw you a little curveball here real quick.
Okay.
So ever since... Oh my, wow, what a brain fart. Oh, the guy. Wow. Oh, jeez. All right, you go first. Maybe I'll remember his name.
Do I get any hints?
Crazy. David Bowie. Ever since David Bowie died,
okay,
it's like all I've been listening to.
Really?
And it took me a little while to find something because, you know, I don't, the 80s stuff is too disco and... You know, the 60s stuff is kind of rough. It's very hippie, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But the 1972 album, Man Who Sold the World, is unfrickin' believable.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know the Nirvana Unplugged New York?
No.
Oh, okay. Nirvana did an Unplugged album in New York, and they covered The Man Who Sold the World. That's always been kind of a favorite of mine. But listening to the rest of the Bowie album, man, it's really good. I don't know where I've been the past, you know, 40 years?
The past your life.
I don't know why I've never really picked up Bowie, but it's good, man. It's everything he says is in a metaphor, though. Like, nothing is straightforward. But it's good. It's all the music is, every song is different than the last. Every album is different than the last. You could just listen to Bowie for months and never hear the same thing twice.
Yeah, he does have a ton of content over a lot of time frame.
Yeah, it's better than I thought it would be. I didn't think I would really get into it. I always, you know, I think of like what the Bowie fans used to look like. You know, they were they all had dyed hair and were, you know, real weird looking. But the music is there. It's really good.
Before my time. I'm pulling the before my time card.
Well, it's before my time too, but I can still discover it.
I know. I should probably check out more Bowie when I get a chance. I still haven't watched any of the shows that I want to watch. It's basketball season's too busy for me.
Yeah, especially with college now. My Saturday is absolutely taken up.
Yeah, my whole weekend's about to be taken up with Super Bowl. Once that clears up, then I gotta prep for baseball. I still haven't done my pitcher rankings. Oh my god. Too much going on.
My brother was asking me about your league.
Oh, it's kind of started, but I don't want to talk too much on it here. I'm going to leave that to the baseball commentators, but it should be a lot of fun.
Okay.
So, he'll be getting contacted for that soon.
All right. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Just make sure people here that play baseball go see what you're doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're listening and you're excited for fantasy baseball, obviously go over to rasball.com. That's the baseball site because that's how it started.
Baseball.rasball, is that what you said?
No, it's just rasball.com. No baseball because that's the original.
Never. It's baseball.rasball.
You can check out the podcast with Gray on the main Rasball site. We're gonna wrap the show there. Slim, I need to drink copious amounts of coffee. It is way too early.
I'm not ready to go to work yet.
I hate the mornings when you wake up and it's like rainy and cloudy, because then you just never wake up.
Yeah, it's better than last week. Did you even tell them what happened last week?
No, what happened last week?
Where I was up like an hour late. That was probably make you late to work.
That wasn't last week. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's what I mean. 2 days. Feels like last week.
I don't care. I'm not gonna throw you under the bus for that. I've woken up late and started one late.
Yeah, well, as long as you have an excuse to be late for work, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I wasn't that late, so didn't matter. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks to the Fantasy Sports Network listeners for checking us out. Thanks to No Halftime. Be sure to get the app now for helping out with the show. And Slim, we'll be back on Tuesday, and hopefully I'm in a really good mood.
Yeah, I'll try not to send like hate tweets out on during the Super Bowl.
You better not. I might turn my phone off just to prepare for that.
I know. I'm sure at some point I'll say, "Oh, if only Denver had Tebow."
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Tebow would be tough to stop. We'll be back next week. Slim, have a good weekend.
Yes, sir.